Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem after mounting criticism over her leadership. Trump said he would nominate Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace her. Speaking at U.S. Central Command yesterday in Florida, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Kristi Noem did a, quote, excellent job over there securing our border and keeping us focused on threats.
President making a change. We all serve at the pleasure of the president. I'm sure Mark Wayne Mullen will do a fantastic job. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. But Kristi did a great job setting us up for success. So I don't have any concerns about whether or not the homeland will be covered down on.
Trump said he was making Noem a special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a new security initiative that he said would focus on the Western Hemisphere.
President Trump has fired his embattled Homeland Security chief amid growing criticism of her leadership. Just this week, Kristi Noem faced scathing bipartisan criticism on Capitol Hill over her handling of the administration's immigration crackdown and disaster response. On social media, the president says he'll nominate GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to succeed Noem, and he's hoping to bridge a stark divide with Democrats.
I want to try to earn their support, and I'm going to be very open and honest with them.
The president's announcement came minutes before Noem addressed law enforcement officers in Nashville and did not mention her firing. Instead,
I will forward those grant opportunities to all of you,
seemingly suggesting she'd stay on the job. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries is glad she won't.
Kristi Noem is gone. Good riddance.
The president's tabbing her as a special envoy for his new Western Hemisphere security initiative. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
In Iran, witnesses say intense airstrikes hit the capital Tehran this afternoon.
Their navy is gone. 24 ships.
President Trump says U.S. and Israeli forces are decimating Iran's.
They have no air force. They have no air defense.
He concedes it's not complete.
Missiles are gone. Launches are gone. About 60% and 64% respectively.
But what's left of Iran's leadership, Trump says, is desperate.
They're calling. They're saying, how do we make a deal? I said, you're being a little bit late. And we want to fight now more than they do.
After the son of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei emerged as a frontrunner to succeed him, Trump declared he should be involved in choosing Iran's next supreme leader, and again urged the Iranian people to help take back their country, promising,
you'll be perfectly safe with total immunity, or you'll face absolutely guaranteed death.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding the capitals of Iran and Lebanon, as the U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea, intensifying its campaign targeting the Islamic Republic's warships. Iran launched new retaliatory attacks early Friday against neighboring countries that host U.S. forces. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. Tehran has warned of the destruction of the Middle East's military and economic infrastructure, and the war has rattled financial markets. The latest strikes mark a full week of attacks affecting countries across the Middle East. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Israel's military has issued a warning that people should flee an industrial area of Qom, the Shiite seminary city south of Iran's capital. The International Energy Agency director says the conflict in Iran has halted exports of Iranian gas to largely Asian markets. Speaking during a news conference in Brussels, Faith Birol warned this could lead Asian and European buyers to compete for liquefied natural gas if the crisis continues. Azerbaijan yesterday accused Iran of a drone attack on its territory that injured 4 civilians. It vowed to retaliate as the war in the Middle East reached into another country. At a briefing, Volker Türk, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, is calling for all parties in the war to de-escalate.
To give peace a chance, and on other states to call clearly on those involved to pull back. Cool heads must prevail if we are to prevent further terror and devastation for civilians.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. World shares were mixed today following a retreat on Wall Street, while the price of oil continued to climb. U.S. futures fell as the war with Iran entered its seventh day. Several states are taking legal action over President Trump's recent tariffs.
Two dozen states are suing over new global tariffs President Trump imposed following his Supreme Court loss. Democratic attorneys general from Oregon, Arizona, California, and New York are leading the lawsuit. They argue the president has overstepped his power with planned 15% tariffs on much of the world. Trump has said the tariffs are essential to address trade deficits. He imposed duties under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974 after the Supreme Court struck down tariffs he imposed last year. The lawsuit argues the 1974 law was intended to be used only in specific situations. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican Party leadership are calling for Texas's Tony Gonzalez not to run for re-election. Gonzalez admitted having an affair with a former staff member who later died by suicide. The House Ethics Committee is investigating. Michigan's Lisa McClain is chair of the Republican conference.
We didn't call for him to resign. We asked him to withdraw from the race.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett thinks Gonzalez's time in Congress is over.
I think he should do the right thing and resign.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he would support expelling Gonzalez from the House, a rare step that requires a two-thirds vote from the chamber. Gonzalez told a radio talk show host he made a mistake and had a lapse in judgment. There was a lack of faith and takes full responsibility for those actions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Brian McGinnis of North Carolina, dressed in a Marine uniform, suddenly started shouting out against the war in Iran during a Senate Armed Services hearing on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
Stand up for America!
A violent struggle ensued as multiple Capitol Police officers and Republican Senator Tim Sheehy, who is a former Navy SEAL, tried to drag McGinnis out of the room.
No one wants to fight for Israel!
McGinnis continued
from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli
to protest as he was led away.
Palestine will be free.
He now faces three counts of assaulting an officer, three counts of resisting arrest, and unlawful demonstration. Sound courtesy Code Pink. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britney Spears has been arrested in Southern California. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office website says Spears was arrested Wednesday night. Records show she was taken into custody by the California Highway Patrol, but the charge is unclear. Sheriff's records say she was released and has a May 4th court date scheduled. Spears was born in Mississippi and raised in Louisiana. She was a teen pop phenomenon who became a defining superstar of the 90s and 2000s. I'm Mike Kempen.
A suspect's in custody after a triple homicide in southeastern Utah that shut down nearby schools and had Wayne County authorities warning residents to lock their doors. Lieutenant Cameron Roden is with the Utah Highway Patrol.
The suspect has been identified as 22-year-old Ivan Miller.
Police believe Miller killed a woman in her 80s on Wednesday at her home in Lyman, Utah, then stole her vehicle. He then allegedly drove to a trailhead about 10 miles away near Capitol Reef National Park, killed two women who were hiking together, and fled in one of their vehicles. The husbands of the hikers went looking for them and alerted authorities. The unfamiliar car at the trailhead led investigators to the first victim.
Investigators utilized automated license plate readers and integrated vehicle tracking services to monitor the stolen vehicle's movements.
Police followed Miller's path to Pagosa Springs, Colorado, where he was found after a short search. There's no indication of a motive or that Miller knew any of the victims. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks sank on Wall Street after the price of oil spiked to its highest level since 2024. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended with a loss of 784 points. That's about 1.6%. The Dow had been down more than 1,100 points. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Oil prices gave back some of their big gains late in the day. That helped stocks in the U.S. moderate their losses. Treasury yields rose in the bond market as bond investors got a bit more worried about inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.14%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Mortgage rates edge higher. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6% this week. This is the first increase after three straight declines. The average rate is now just above its lowest level in 3.5 years. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, but generally follow the trajectory of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. Treasury yields have moved higher as rising oil prices due to the war in Iran put more upward pressure on inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Victor Wembanyama's 38 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 blocks powered the Spurs past the Pistons 121-106 in a clash of top NBA contenders.
Any game between top seeds should be impressive. For us, it was super fun, you know, and it wouldn't have been fun if we didn't set the tone to the game.
LeBron James has become the NBA's leader in career field goals. James surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on Thursday night in Denver. James set the mark with his third basket of the night against the Nuggets. That gave him 15,838 buckets in his career. Abdul-Jabbar finished with 15,837. Karl Malone is a distant third. James already owns the career scoring record and has topped 50,000 points across the regular season and playoffs. Lakers coach J.J. Redick compared James's long run to Bruce Springsteen's catalog. Trae Young had 12 points and 6 assists in his Wizards debut against Utah. In golf, Daniel Berger shot 63 to build a 3-shot lead at Bay Hill in the Arnold Palmer Invitational. NHL, the league-leading Avalanche acquired center Nicholas Waugh from the Maple Leafs, and the Golden Knights got center Nick Dowd from the Capitals ahead of Friday's trade deadline. And NFL, the Bills are getting receiver DJ Moore in a trade with the Bears. The NCAA has filed an appeal in the eligibility case of Mississippi quarterback Trinidad Chambliss. In the appeal, filed Thursday with the Mississippi Supreme Court, the NCAA argues that Chambliss has exhausted his eligibility to play Division I football because he has already played 4 seasons in a 5-year period. That's the maximum allowed under NCAA rules. A Mississippi judge last month granted Chambliss a preliminary injunction against college athletics' governing body. The NCAA had previously denied Chambliss' request for a waiver. Lionel Messi and his Inter-Miami teammates were honored by President Donald Trump at the White House on Thursday for winning last year's MLS Cup. Miami beat Vancouver in December for the Major League Soccer title. The Argentinian superstar was named the league's MVP for the 2nd consecutive season. Trump praised Messi's efforts, saying he did something that's hard to do because he's expected to win. Messi did not speak during the event. Inter Miami was the first MLS team to be invited to the White House during Trump's 2 terms. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The Metropolitan Police say the suspect, 1 Iranian and 3 dual British-Iranian nationals, were taken into custody on suspicion of assisting a foreign intelligence service. The men are suspected of spying on locations and individuals. 6 other men were also arrested in Harrow, West London, on suspicion of assisting an offender, and they've been taken into custody too. Commander Helen Flanagan, who's in charge of counter-terrorism policing in London, tells the media, "We understand the public may be concerned, in particular the Jewish community. And as always, I would ask them to remain vigilant, and if they see or hear anything that concerns them, contact us." Searches are ongoing at the suspects' addresses as well as other properties nearby. In a statement, Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Moitsha Hafid said she signed a government regulation that will mean children under the age of 16 can no longer have accounts on high-risk digital platforms, including YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, X, Bigo Live and Roblox, with the implementation starting gradually on March 28. Hafid explains the basis is clear. Our children face increasingly real threats, from exposure to pornography, cyberbullying, online fraud, and most importantly, addiction. The Indonesian government is here so that parents no longer have to fight alone and against the giant of algorithms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain is sending more Typhoon fighter jets to its allies in the Middle East to help defend against Iranian missiles and drones.
I can announce today that we're sending 4 additional Typhoon jets to join our squadron in Qatar.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that Britain was responding to requests from Middle Eastern allies for additional protection. Critics say Britain was caught unprepared to defend allies in the region and the island of Cyprus in the Eastern Mediterranean after a drone struck the UK base there over the weekend. Starmer said Britain had already sent additional fighter jets and ground-based air defences in January and February as the United States amassed forces in the region. He added that British planes have been flying since Saturday to intercept Iranian drones and missiles. Israel has issued an evacuation notice calling for all residents of Beirut's southern suburbs to leave the area. Beirut's streets were gridlocked on Thursday after the Israeli military issued a mass evacuation warning for all of the city's southern suburbs, as Israel apparently signaled plans for heavy bombardment of the area. Hadi Kakour, a resident of Beirut's southern suburbs who was fleeing, said he was not sure that leaving would guarantee his safety. He told the AP, "We don't put anything past them. They'll strike us no matter where we go." Nearly 84,000 people had already been displaced since Israel's renewed airstrikes on Lebanon began. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency has said at least 38,000 people have crossed from Lebanon into Syria. Sirens rang out at RAF Akrotiri in Cyprus on Thursday during a visit by UK Defence Secretary John Healey. Healey travelled to the key British airbase on the East Mediterranean island days after a Shahed drone damaged a hangar at the base. There were no reports of hostile drone or missiles landing or being intercepted. The siren sounding comes after a Shahed drone managed to evade the Royal Air Force's state-of-the-art radar installations at its base in Akrotiri early on Monday. No one was injured, but the attack signaled a troubling expansion of the US-Israeli war with Iran into European territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.